Hey, welcome. This is an advanced Ableton Live walkthrough where we'll take a drum and bass track from a blank set all the way to a finished arrangement. I want this to feel like a real studio session. Practical, reproducible, and slightly ruthless about decisions. We'll focus on workflow, break chopping, drum layering and parallel processing, a three-part bass stack, tight low-end management, arrangement mapping for energy flow, and the final export prep. I'll give device chains and concrete sayings along the way so you can copy what you hear. Quick preview of what you'll build. A full 3 to 4 minute DNB arrangement at 174 BPM with punchy chopped breaks, layered kick and snares, a sub plus mid plus top bass stack, pads and vocal chops for atmosphere, 2 drops with clear energy control using automation, and final bus processing ready to hand off to mastering. We'll stay inside Ableton stock devices, drum rack, simpler or sampler, wave eatable, operator, EQ8, the native compressor and glue, saturator, multiband dynamics, grain delay, reverb, utility and spectrum. Now let's jump into the step-by-step. First, project setup. Create a new live set and set the tempo to 174 BPM. Set global quantization to 1 bar while you sketch arrangement ideas. Make track groups up front. One group for drums, one for bass, one for FX and ambience, one for melodic instruments, one for vocal chops, and the master. Color code and name tracks. It saves time later. Save this as a template with 2 return tracks already set up, R1 for reverb and R2 for delay. I recommend pre-configuring those returns now so you can route sends quickly. Drums. Start with a break. Drop an amen or old-school funk break into an audio track and warp it. Use beats mode for heavy transient edits. If you need smooth stretching, use Complex Pro. Set the 1.1 warp marker on the first transient and match tempo to 174. Set segment BPM to 174. If you want an immediate match, then tighten by ear. Right-click the clip and slice to a new MIDI track using simpler slicing. That gives you a drum rack where each slice sits in its own simpler, perfect for reprogramming. Reprogram a 2-bar groove. Put the kick on bar 1, snares on 2 and 4, but add ghost snares, offbeat rolls and double-time hi-hats to get that rolling feel. Extract the groove from your original loop into the groove pool and apply it to your MIDI patterns to retain human swing. For hi-hat motion, layer shuffled 16ths and use a separate hat chain for velocity variation. Layering and processing. For the kick, layer a clean sub-kick underneath the break transient, a sine or short 808 works well. For the snare, stack a top snap, a mid-punch in the 200 to 600 Hz area, and the break slice snap. Check phase when you combine layers. If the combined sound thins, flip polarity on one layer or nudge it by a millisecond or two. On each drum rack chain, insert these basics. EQ8, high-pass non-sub elements around 30 to 40 Hz, notch problem frequencies. Saturator, drive around 3 to 6 dB, set curve to analog clip. Dry slash wet about 40%. Compressor, ratio 3 to 6 to 1, attack between 1 and 5 milliseconds to let transients through or longer to squish. Release between 50 and 150 ms. Use drum bus sparingly on top layers. Distortion around 3 to 6 and boom 2 to 4 for punch is a good starting point. Create a drum bus group. On that bus, use EQ8 with a 30 Hz high pass. Glue compressor threshold somewhere between minus 3 and minus 6 dB. Attack around 30 ms and release on auto to glue the kit. Add soft clip saturator and a light multiband dynamics on the low band to tighten the bass. Now make a parallel compressed drum bus. Duplicate the drum bus. Smash it with a compressor. Try 8 to 1 ratio, fast attack. Then blend that parallel bus under the main bus to bring weight and sustain without killing transients. Next, bass. Build an instrument rack called bass rack with 3 chains, sub, mid and top. On the sub chain, use operator or wave eatable as a pure sign. Set the oscillator an octave or 2 down depending on your key. The practical range for the fundamental is around 30 to 55 Hz. After the oscillator, add an EQ8 with a low pass at about 120 Hz and a steep slope to cut harmonics above 150 Hz. Then utility, set to width 0 so subs are mono. A light glue compressor helps control peaks. The mid-chain is where character lives. Use wave eatable with 2 detune saws and detune them around 7 to 12 cents. Put a 24 dB low pass on the synth and map an LFO to filter cutoff. Sync the LFO and try half or quarter note rates for musical wobble or free mode for a drifting feel. Add saturator with drive 4 to 7 dB and EQ8 to boost body in 150 to 400 Hz while dipping problematic spots around 3 to 5 kHz to leave space for the snare. Top chain. Texture and grit. Use operator with narrowband FM or processed noise-based sampler. Route this chain through a distortion stack, saturator, then overdrive, and a touch of redux for grit. Put an effect rack with two or three chains labeled clean, grit, and chaotic, and map chain selector to a macro so you can switch vintage hands-on style between tones during a drop. Summing and side chaining. Group the bass chains into bass group. On this group, place an EQ8 if needed and a glue compressor for subtle glue. Sidechain the bass group to the drum bus or a dedicated kick/snare send. Use compressor sidechaining with ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 ms, release 80 to 150 ms, and set the threshold so the bass ducks smoothly on hits. For surgical ducking, use multiband dynamics or create a sidechain bus that's EQ to only the 200 to 800 Hz band so your sub stays intact, while mids make space. Arrangement. Energy is everything. Think in a typical DNB map, a 30-second intro that builds into a 1-minute-ish build leading to the first drop, then a breakdown, then a second build and a more aggressive second drop, finishing with an outro. Automate filter cutoff on the mid, bass, and pads to open into drops. This audio version is shortened for playback.